I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. A U.S. man will spend the rest of his life behind bars for exploiting kids in the Philippines. Anthony Schultz received an 84-year prison sentence for making child pornography. Compassion International's Edwin Estioco says it's a new kind of evil.
The Philippines has the worst and most cases of online sexual exploitation of children. Because we are a largely English-speaking country, and then we have a lot of easy online payment schemes. And then we also have so many internet cafes, even in the remote provinces.
The Children Compassion Helps are the same ones targeted for exploitation. Compassion offers an alternative, poverty relief in Jesus' name. Find ways to help at missionnews.org. And there's a multitude of reasons why some people groups learn orally, but many have at least one thing in common: limited access to technology. Introducing technology into those environments could shift focus from the message to the messenger, so to say, and that's why Spoken Worldwide carefully introduces audio players into oral learning communities. Spoken's Ed Weaver.
Over time, we have tried to take the focus off of technology and say what's really recorded on the technology is the most important thing. The information about the Word of God.
Spoken's careful approach ensures the gospel message doesn't shift over time. They also work with local leaders so their decisions are guided by community members. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages. They're inviting you to make an eternal difference. Look for the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.